Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach is a Maseches Zevachim Daf Samach. The Daf begins discussing the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the dimensions of the Mizbeach She'osa Moshe. And the shit of Rabbi Yossi is that the height of this Mizbeach was 10 amos, like the Gemara Darshans on the previous Daf. So the Gemara here at the top of the Amud asks, how then is Rabbi Yossi going to explain the Pasuk, which says that the Mizbeach had a height of only 3? So the Gemara answers, the Pasuk only counts the shear from the Soiviv and above. But really the Mizbeach itself, like Rashi says, had underneath the Soiviv another 6 Amos, and on top of the Mizbeach another Amo for the Kronos, which gives you a grand total of 10 amos. But the Pasuk only reckons Mesefas Soiviv Ulamalo. Now the Shaila is, Hagufa, if the Pasuk is trying to give me the height, the Koima of the Mizbeach, then it ought to go and give the full 10. What's the significance of these 3 amos, Mesefas Soiviv, that the Torah only reckons these 3? Now the Rambam in Perek Beis Abchira, Halochaches, the Rambam writes that the height of the Mekoim HaMarocha was 18 tfochim. So the Ravid over there in Asagas has a difficult time trying to understand what exactly does the Rambam mean when he's talking about the Mekoim HaMarocha. And after various suggestions, he realizes that when the Rambam talks about these 18 tfochim, he really means the 3 amos, every amos 6 tfochim, which gives you 18 tfochim. And the Rambam calls the Shalosh Amos Misafas Seviv Olamalo, he calls this the Mekoim HaMarocha. And the Ravid says he doesn't understand why does the Rambam change from the Nusach of the Gemara, which calls this Shalosh Amos Misafas Seviv Olamalo. So the Brisker of in Chidushim Moran Riz Alevi on this Rambam says that the Rambam had 2 Gemaras as the Mekoir that these 3 Amos are called the Mekoim HaMarocha. The first Gemara is a Gemara in Ezer Mekoimon and Daphnun Dalad, where there the Gemara tells us how they used to make the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says first they used to bring a Malbein of 32 by 32 with the height of an Amma, and then they brought another block of 30 by 30 with the height of 5, and then the last one was a Malbein of 28 by 28 with the height of 3 Amos. And the Gemara says, Vehu Mekoim HaMarocha, that this Malbein with a height of 3 amos, this was considered the Mekoim HaMarocha. So says the Misgrav, the Ravid understood that this just means that on top of this last block, that's where they then would you go along and prepare the Marocha. But the Rambam understands that this means that this block itself, these 3 amos, had a din and was considered and called Mekoim HaMarocha. And with this is the Misgrav, the Pshat Now Gemara. So the Rambam understands that the Shalosh Amos Kimosev al Gemara Mesefas Soiviv is the significance of these 3 Amos are that these 3 Amos are different from the rest of the Mizbeach. They are different in the sense that this is considered the Mekoim HaMarocha itself. And in fact, the Briskerov brings that the Pirush Mishnayis in the 3rd Perek of Midas quotes our Gemara, and it's mashma that he had a different Girs in our Gemara, and he wasn't Girs Shalosh Amos Mesefas Soiviv Olamalo. The Rambam's Girs was Misafas Ma'arocha Olamalo, that these 3 Amos itself was already the very beginning of the Ma'arocha itself. And now we understand why the Pasuk talks about this, because the Pasuk doesn't want to give us the dimensions of the entire Mizbeach, rather to give us the dimensions of the Ma'arocha. And since the din of the Mekoim HaMarocha began from these 3 Amos, that's why the Pasuk lists out only these 3 Amos. And the Brisker Rav says that there's 3 nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Rambam calls this the Mekoim HaMarocha, whereas the Ravid just says that the Marocha was then made on top of these 3 Amos. The first nafkamina is what the Rambam writes later on in Aloch Yud Zayin. The Rambam brings down the Gemara from the Samach Beis, where there the Gemara says that even though the Pasuk tells us the Midos of the Mizbeach, but the Midos are not Me'akev, writes the Rambam, says the Rambam, that b'di'evet, what's ma'akev is, you have to have an amma by an amma with a height of 3 amas. The Makor is the Gemara of Samach Beis. Well, there the Gemara says that what's Ma'akav is the Mokim Hamarocha. So Rashi writes over there, the Mokim Hamarocha is an amma by an amma. Because even by Mizbeach Shosa Moshe, after you knock off the Kronos and the Mokim Hiloch, you're left with an amma in the middle, and that was the Mokim Hamarocha. And that's what's Ma'akav. But the Rambam adds over here, it has to be Berum Shalosh Amos, that there was a height of 3 amos, which is also Me'akav, says the Brisker Rav. The Rambam is the Shitose, because the Rambam learnt in our Gemara that the Mekayim HaMarocha itself includes the 3 amos Misfas Seviv Olamalo, and that was also a chilek of the Mekayim HaMarocha. And since the Gemara tells us that the Mekayim HaMarocha is Me'akav, so just like the Amma by an Amma is Me'akav, so too, the height of 3 is also Me'akav, whereas the Rashi and the Raiva, they understood the Mokim HaMarocha is the Amma by an Amma. The 3 amas Misfas Seviv Olamalo has no significance and was equal to the rest of the Mizbeach. It was just the area upon on top of which they would then go along and make the Marocha. The second Nafkamina is really a follow-on from the first Nafkamina. And that is, with regards to the Halacha of Leisason Iti, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel Dashnas from the Pasuk Leisason, that there's an Issa to go and make a Keli with the same tzura as there was in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore there's an issur to go along and make a menorah with Shiva Konim, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over there that when there's an issur to make a menorah, then that issur applies even if you're not doing it with the same dimensions as there were in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, afilu eino gavoya yudches tfochim, it's still going to be osa, provided you have Shiva Konim. Says the Goyen over there in Sifkot Lamed Hei, that the goiva of the menorah wasn't Me'akav. And he says, what's the ra that it's not Me'akav? And he says, just like the height of the Mizbeach wasn't Me'akav, and even though we find the height, it says in Pasuk, because it says in the Pasuk you have to have 3 amas, and nevertheless, the Gemara of Samach Bei says that so long as you have the Mekayim HaMarocha, then it's not Me'akav. Says the Brisker Rav, clearly the Gaon over here wasn't learning like the Rambam, and he's going like Rashi, that the Mekayim HaMarocha, which is Me'akav, is only an amma by an amma. And that's why the Gaon is saying, if we see that the Pasuk, even though the Pasuk says it had a koima of 3 amas, nevertheless, the height is Me'akav, from here we learn to all the other Kalim that the height is also not Me'akav, and that's why there's an Issa to go along and make a menorah, even when it's less than Yudches Tvachim. But according to the Rambam, that the Rambam understood in the end of Gemara, when the Gemara says Mekayim HaMarocha, which is Me'akav, includes the Amma by an Amma with the koima of Shalosh Amos, then the Pasuk of koima is Me'akav. And if so, who had in by the menorah as well, you'll only be over the Issa of Leisason if you're actually doing the full height, which was 18 Tvachim. The third Nafkamina, says the Brisker Rav, is Benegia, the Gemara, Leiton Daf Samachay. There the Gemara brings the Machlokes Tanoim, where exactly they used to do the mitzui of Oilas Ha'oif. Tanakama says, anywhere above the Chut HaSikra is kosher. Whereas Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Lezman Yaakov say, no, it's only kosher Beroish HaMizbeach. So where exactly is this Mokum Beroish HaMizbeach? The Gemara says that it has to be V'hikter V'nimtta. It has to be next to a Mokum Aktora. So the Raivad and Kinnin says that according to Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, the only Mokum where you can do mitzui is going to have to be on the Karen itself. Since the Karen itself, you can do Haktorah b'di'evad on the Karen, so the Kir of the Karen is considered the Kir of a Mokim HaRocha. Says the Brisker Rav, that's only because the Ravid understands that the Shalosh Amos Misfas Seviv Lamalo weren't different from the rest of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Kir of that 3 Amos wasn't a Mokim HaRocha at all, and therefore the only Mokim which is considered a Mokim HaKtorah would have to be the Karen. Whereas according to the Rambam says that the Shalosh Amos, they themselves were Mokim HaMarocha. According to the Rambam, you could do the Mitzui of the Oilas Ha'oif, even according to Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Lezban Yaakov, on the Kir of the Shalosh Amos from the Sfas Sevu Lamalo. Because since that Mokim is called Mokim HaMarocha, the Kir is also considered the Kir of a Mokim HaKtora, and that would qualify, according to Rabbi Nechemia Rabbi Lezban Yaakov, to be considered that you're doing the mitzui next to a Mokim HaKtora. The Gemara continues and says, B'shleim el Rabbi Yehuda, hainu duchsiv kideish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Mizbeach of Samoshe was very small, that's why it was necessary for Shleim HaYamelech to go and be mekadosh the entire Azorah and to make it a Mokim which was roi lehaKtora. Tosfos on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph asks, that if we're going to say that the entire Azorah now got a din of Kedushas Mizbeach, if so, since the din is that Mizbeach is Mekadosh Haroloi, and all the psulim which go up in the Mizbeach, the din is Ololo Yerudu, if so, now that the entire Azorah had the din of Kedushas Mizbeach, so all the psulim will always have a Hechshak Torah, and it will never be relevant the din that Yerudu Lo Yalu, that all the psulim which are down on the Ritzvah of the Azorah may not have a Torah, because now that the Ritzvah of the Azorah itself had the Kedushas Mizbeach, so it comes out everything you could go along and be Maktir. So Tosfos answers various Tirutzim. First Tosfos says is that it would still be relevant, the dinim of the Psulim, if it happens to be in the Lishka. So it's not the Ritzvah of the Azara. On the other hand, it's not yet the Psul of Yetzer, because as we know, the Lishkois had the din of Kodesh. And therefore there, once the Bosar, or the Dam, or the Emirim, which are Psulim, would end up in the Lishka, then the din would be Loyalu. Or Tosfos says in the Ulam, which the Ulam as well didn't have the Kedusha of the Ritzvah of Azara. Or a third, third case Tosfos says is, if it happens to be on a daf, which means a shelf, so it's not on the Ritzvah, and it's not on the Mizbeach, so here the din would be Loyalu. And then Tosfos says that according to the Maskon of our Gemara that we say over here, that by Domim, even Rabbi Huda agrees that the Ritzvah wasn't Kaddish for them, if so, it would still be relevant to all the Psulim in Dam. If you have Lon Doma or Yotza Doma, then the din would be that Loyalu. That's Tosfos on Daf Yudalet. On the other hand, Tosfos in Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and the same is in Menachos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, there Tosfos says that this whole din that we find in our Gemara, that the Ritzvah was Kadosh, was only Kadosh to be Maktir Ksheirim. But any Psulim which were there, then you could not be Maktir on the Ritzvah. In other words, that even though the din is Mizbeach Mekadesh Esaroloi, and that's why the din is Olulu Yerudu, but that only applies to the Mizbeach itself. Whereas the Ritzvah, even after Shlomi HaMelech was Mekadeshit, it didn't quite have a din, mamash like the Mizbeach. It was a Mokum which was Kosher for HaKtorah, but it didn't have the din of Mizbeach Mekadesh. So we have a very machlokes between the two Tosfosim as to exactly what was the Geder, what was the level of Kedusha that Shlomi HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. According to Tosfos on Daf Yudalet, then it was mamash like the Mizbeach itself. And just like the Mizbeach is Mekadosh Psulin, so to the Ritzvah would be Mekadosh Psulin according to Rabbi Huda. Whereas Tosfos on Daf Pei Zayin or Menachos Daf Nun Zayin, here Tosfos is understanding that the Ritzvah wasn't the Mizbeach itself. It was a Mokoyim which was Roy for HaKtorah. But as far as the Kedusha, it did not have Kedusha's Mizbeach, and that's why it wouldn't be Mekadosh the Psulin. The Gemara continues and says, Omar Rava, Moide Rabbi Huda Bedomim. That even though Rabbi Huda holds that the Ritzvah HaZorah was Kaddish like Kedushas Mizbeach, but that is only as far as being Maktir Emurim is concerned. But for doing Zrikas Dam, for that, you need to do the Zrika on Mizbeach itself. Tosfos over here in Dibra Maschel, Moed Rabbi Huda asks, Tema, there's a Pele. How could the Gemara have had a Hava Amina that according to Rabbi Huda, the Ritzvah should be Kaddish even for Dam? Why? Because we know the din is that for Mizbeach to be kosher requires certain conditions. It needs a keren, it needs a yesoid, and it needs to be a revuah, exactly square. And therefore says Tosfos, even if Shlomo HaMelech gave the Ritzvah a din of Mizbeach, but it certainly was lacking these requirements. And therefore, how would this be kosher for Zrikas Dam? So the Keren Oira and the Mikdash David and Simon Dalet Sivkot and Dalet ask, why is this kasha only in the Havamin of the Gemara? L'cha'ira, even in Maskana, that the din is that the Ritzvah is Kaddish for HaKtorah, still the HaKtorah has to be on a Mizbeach. And since the Mizbeach requires these Tanoim, these conditions, then how is it going to be kasha even for HaKtorah? And from here the Keren Oira and Mikdash David learn a big Chiddush, that all these Tanoim, all these conditions of Keren, Yesod and Revuah, only are relevant for the Mizbeach which is necessary for the Zrika of Dam. But as for the Zrika, for the Haktorah Simurim, here the Mizbeach is kosher even when you don't have these Tanoim. Even when it's not Revuah or you don't have Keren or Yisoid, it's still a Mokoyim Haktorah and kosher for Emurim. And from here the Keren Oira says, we learn a big Chiddush. If so, the Psul of Mizbeach Shenifkam, which is surely because now the Mizbeach is no longer a Vua, that's only going to be a psul as far as Rikas Dam is concerned. But as far as the Emurim are concerned, since we've just now learned in Tosfos that Tosfos only asked the Kasha Lefi the Havamina, that shows us that for Aktoras Emurim, the Mizbeach doesn't need this Tnoim, and therefore Mizbeach Shenifgam, if it became Nifgam, after you'd done Zrika, you could go ahead and be Makt to the Emurim al Gabi HaMizbeach. Rabbeinu argues with this shot of the Keren Oira, and he says, Tosfos never would have had the Havamina to go and say that the Ritzpah should require Keren Yisod and Revuah, because even when they were Makadosh the Ritzpah, that only means that they gave the Ritzpah Kedushas HaMizbeach. But these dinim of Keren, Ravua, and Yisoid, which are dinim in the binning of the Mizbeach, they surely don't apply to the Ritzpah. And therefore, says Rebel, Tosfos never meant to ask like the Keren Oira understood. Tosfos has a different Shaila. Tosfos' Shaila is that since after Shlomo was Mekadosh the Ritzpah, then he could go along and be Makdir anywhere on the Ritzpah, or Zorik anywhere on the Ritzpah. If so, it's no longer relevant the din that Keren Yisoid on Ribua Makiv. Because even if the Mizbeach is lacking any of these conditions, it can't be worse than the Ritzpah itself. And since the Ritzpah itself you can go along a Mizorik and Maktir, then so too you should be able to be Zorik and Maktir on the Mizbeach, which is Eina Ravua. And that's what Tosfos means to ask. There's no longer enough Kamina of the Ikuv, of the Psul, of Keren Ribua and Yisoid. According to this, then it's obvious why Tosfos only asks the Kasha, Lefi the Havamina, not Lefi the Maskona, because only Lefi the Havamina, when the Ritzpah was Kodesh both for Dam and for Akhtaras Emurim, that's when there's no enough Kemina whatsoever of the Din of Keren, Yisoid and Rivua. Whereas Lefi the Maskona, that the Maskona Sagamori is that they were only Mekadosh the Ritzpah for Akhtaras Emurim, but for Zrikas Damim, you needed the Mizbeach itself. Then now, we know where the nafkamina is of Keren Nivoy and Yisoid. Because if you want to go along and do Zrikas Dam, you can only do Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach and on the Ritzpah. And to be kosher for the Mizbeach, then you're going to have Keren Rivua and Yisoid. So that's why Tosfos only asked the Kasha, Lefida Havamina, and not Lefida Maskona. Now, even according to Rebbe's Pshat, that Tosfos' Kasha is, what's the nafkamina of the Mizbeach? You can always be Zorik, Midin, Ritzpah, and you don't need to have the Tanoim and the conditions of the Mizbeach, you could still say that there'd still be enough Kemina for what the Tosfos Daf Pei Zayin, which we mentioned before. Tosfos Daf Pei Zayin says that even when they gave the Ritzpah Din of Mizbeach, Kedushas Mizbeach, but that was only to be Mekadosh Ksherim. But as far as Psulim is concerned, the Ritzpah would not be Mekadosh the Psulim to get a Din of Olu L'Yedu, and therefore there would still be enough Kemina of the Mizbeach, because the Ritzpah, true, you can go along and feed the Havamina, be Zorik, and be Makdir, but that's only as far as Kshirim. But for Psulim, to be able to have the din of Olu Lo Yedu, for that, you needed the Mizbeach itself, and to qualify for the Mizbeach, you'd have to have Keren, Yisoid, and Rivuah. Now the Achronim ask, Stira and Tosfos. Here Tosfos seems to take on, that once they were Mekadosh the Ritzpah, then it's no longer relevant the dinim of Keren Yisoid and Ribuah and Mizbeach itself, because the Ritzpah is Kadosh. Tosfos earlier on Daf Nun Testament base says that even when they were Mekadosh the Ritzpah, that you could be Maktir on the Ritzpah, that's only b'tnai that the Mizbeach itself is still Shalim. But if the Mizbeach itself is Nifgam, then you cannot even be Maktir on the Ritzpah itself. And if so, what's Tosfos' Kasha over here? How could Tosfos go and say that once they were Mekadosh the Ritzpah, then you no longer need the Keren Yisoid and Ribuah? Of course it's relevant, because if the Mizbeach itself is not Shalim, if the Mizbeach itself wouldn't have the Keren Yisoid and Ribuah, then you can't be Makdir even on the Ritzpah itself. So what's Tosfos' Kasha? There seems to be three Mahalachim in the Achronim how to answer this Shaila. The first Mahalach is Rabbi Elazar Moshe over here in the Agos and the Mitzvah Eson. They both seem to understand that it's really Machlokes and Tosfos. And Tosfos on Daf and Testament base was understanding that the din of Ritzpah Mekadesh was only when Mizbeach Hasholim. Whereas Tosfos over here is understanding that the Kedusha of the Ritzpah was independent to the Mizbeach itself. And whatever the situation of the Mizbeach, the Ritzpah had its own din of Mizbeach. That means Tosfos on Daf Nun Testament base is understanding that what they were Mekadosh the Ritzpah was only an extension of the Mizbeach itself. And only so long as the Mizbeach is Shalim and Kosher, then the Ritzpah becomes a Hemshech of the Kedushas Mizbeach, and you can be Maktir on the Ritzpah. Whereas Tosis by us understands that the Kedusha of the Ritzpah was the new Mizbeach. You had the Mizbeach, and there was another Kedusha which then would Kaddish the Ritzpah, completely independent to the Kedusha of the Mizbeach. And therefore, according to the way Tosis understands over here on Daf Samach, then Tosis is correct in asking that once now you have a new Mizbeach of the Ritzpah itself, then it's not relevant anymore, the din of Keren, Yisoid, and Rivuah. The Oila Shloima, because of this Kasha, says that Tosis mean to ask a different Shaila. Tosis was obviously aware of what he said earlier on from the Testament base, that the Kedushas HaRitzpah is only when Mizbeach itself is Shalim. And therefore, of course, it's relevant the din of Keren, Rivuah, and Yisoid in Mizbeach itself. But Tosis Kasha is that even after the Mizbeach is Shalim, and even after we say that the Ritzpah is an extension to the Kedusha of Mizbeach itself, but still, the din is that Zrika has to have a Zrika bim koimoi, and therefore the din is that when you do the Zrika lemaila, you have to be next to the Keren, and Zrika lemato needs to have Kenegada Yisoid, and therefore Tosis Kasha is, how could you go along and do Zrika on the Ritzpah? How are you going to be Mekayim over here the din of Zrika bim koimoi, which requires either Zrika on Keren or Zrika Kenegada Yisoid? And according to this, then it's obvious why Tosis only asks his Kasha Lefi the Havamina and not Lefi the Maskana. Because only in the Havamina, when the Havamina was that the Ritzpah is Kodesh, even the Zrika's Dam, then is the din that you have to go and do Zrika Bim Koimoi. Whereas Lefi the Maskana, that the Ritzpah is only Kodesh for Haktorah, in Haktorah there's no din of doing Haktorah Bim Koimoi. Anywhere in the Mizbeach is Kosher. Just the Oyla Shloime points out that according to this, then the word Ravua in Tosis is Lav Davka, because there's no din in Zrikimim Koimoi to do it on the Ravua. The din Zrikimim Koimoi requires to do Kenegada Yisoid or B'mokim HaKeren. So he says, M'daf Madcha Zayin, you have to go and say that Tosis' main kasha was only from the Keren and Yisoid, which they are Koiveya, the Mokim in the Zrika. And that Tosis had Shver. How are you going to be Mekayim even after the Ritzpah is Kadosh, Bikdushas Mizbeach, but how are you going to be Mekayim the din of Zrika Bim Koimoi? So the Oila Shlema suggests that maybe we could answer Tosis Kasha, alpi the Gemara we had earlier on in Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara brings Shita Shmuel, that Shmuel says that Zrika Shlei Bim Koimoi Kim Koimoi. So maybe the answer to Tosis Kasha is, do you know how they could do the Zrika on the Ritzpah, according to the Havan of the Gemara? Because even though it's Zrika Shlei Bim Koimoi, but at least Zrika Shlei Bim Koimoi is Mechapa Kim Koimoi. Says the Oila Shloima, this wouldn't be a good teretz. Why? Because the Gemara of Chav Zayin says that Zrika Shlei Bim Koimoi is only Mechaper, but the Basar is also Vachila. And therefore, if we're going to go and say that the Zrika on the Ritzpah is only Kosh Medin Zrika Shlei Bim Koimoi, then it would come out that the Basar would be also Vachila. Now the Gemara of here continues, and the Gemara brings a Raya, that where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that the Ritzpah was only Kaddish for HaKtorah, and was not Kaddish for Dam. So the Gemara brings a Raya. From that we find Rabbi Yehuda gave an Eitzah to be pick up from the Dam at Haruvas and to do a Zrika to be Machshir all the Psochim which the Dam may have not reached the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara asks and says, if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Ritzpah is Kaddish even for Dam, then this surely wasn't necessary, because anyway the Dam got to the Ritzpah. Now says the Oila Shloima, if we're going to go and say that the Hechsher of the Zrika of the Dam on the Ritzpah is only Midin Zrika Shloibim Koimoi Kim Koimoi, then since the Korban Pesach, it's Ma'akav that should be Roi Lachila, because as we know, the din of Korban Pesach is the Ikroi Lachila Kaima. So if the din would be by Korban Pesach, there would be also Lachila, then even Zrika Shloibim Koimoi wouldn't even be Machaper. And therefore, what's the Gemara's Kasha? That it's anyway going to be kosher on the Ritzpah because they're Mekadosh the Ritzpah. But if the Hechsher on the Ritzpah is because of Zrika Shloibim Koimoi, then by Korban Pesach, it isn't even Mechaper. From here, says the Oila Shloima, we see clearly that the Hechsher of the Dam on the Ritzpah, it has a din of Zrika Bim Koimoi. And that's why Tosis Bleib Shver with his Kasha, that how can the Hechsher of the Dam on when you Zrika the Dam on the Ritzpah be kosher? Because Zrika Bim Koimoi, but you're not Mekayim the din of Kenegada Yisoid. Now the Chazanish in Siman Zayin he also learns Pshat and Tosis Kasi like the Ola Shlema, and he wants to be Mechiach from this Gemara that Korban Pesach, the din is that Zrika Shleibim Koimoi is going to be Kim Koimoi and is going to be different from all the other Korbanos, that the din will be that the boss was even Mutu Ba'achila. And he explains, because since the halacha is that Zrika Shleibim Koimoi is Mechaper, so since Korban Pesach, the only way it can be Mechaper is if we're going to be Matter the boss of Ba'achila, so Bishleim all the other Korbanos which you can have Kapora even without the Basar. So the Pasuk says, V'anino sativ lochem ala mizbeach lechaper. That's the Mekoy, that's Rikash Leib Mekoy Mizkim Koymoy. So it's only Mechaper. But by Korban Pesach, where to enable Kapora, you must be mat to the Basar Ba'achila. Therefore over here, Korban Pesach is going to be an exception to the rule. And it's going to be not only Kosher lechapora, it's even going to be Kosher lechila. And therefore says the Chaznish, with this we can answer Tosis Kasha. What was Tosis Kasha? It's Rikash Leib Mekoymoy. The answer is, it's Takas Rikash Leib Mekoymoy. But the din is Rikash Leib Mekoymoy Kim Koymoy Dami. And even though we're all Karbonos, the din is that Rikash Leib Mekoymoy isn't Matabas Vachila. And if so, like the Ola Shleima asks, what's the Gemara's Raya? The Rabbi Huda's Moida, that by Dam it doesn't work from the Gemara's Hemshech, says the Chaznish, the Teretz is, because by Korban Pesach, even in Rikash Leib Mekoymoy, is Kim Koymoy as well. Now the Achronim, there is Tamech and Perek Beis, Psulei HaMekdosh and Halach Yud, and so to Rav Shach as well, Navi Ezri, argue very stark with this Chaznish. And they both say that by Korban Pesach, the din is going to be, even according to Shmuel who holds, Zrika Shleibim Koimoi is Kim Koimoi, and it's Mechapa, but by Korban Pesach, it's going to be Posel. Why? Because since by Korban Pesach, the only way to have a Kapora is through Achila, and since you don't get a Heta Achila, therefore it won't even be Mechapar. And there is Sameach brings an interesting diuk from his son-in-law, the Zer Avram, Rav Avram Luftvir. He was Madaik, the Mishnah in Pesachim, which we actually say in HaGodesh of Pesach, at the end of the Brocha Asher Golonu. So we say, V'noichal Shom min Azvochim min HaPesachim, Asher Yagi Adomom al Kir Mizbach HaChalorotzoin. Now he points out, why does the Tana have to say, Asher Yagi Adomom, Al-kir mizbach ha-cholerotzoin? Would it not be enough just to say, on the mizbeach? Why does the Tana have to go and tell us exactly where it should be over here? And he explains that the Gemara later on in Daf Samach Dalet says, kir ha-mizbeach refers to the kir ha-tachtoin. And therefore, since by Korban Pesach, the din is that Zrika Shleibim Koimoi would be possible, because since Psochim, the Achilas ha-Pesach is me'akiv the kapara, therefore, the only makom which you can do the zrik of the Dama Pesach and get the kapora is going to be where? On the Kira Tachtoin. And therefore, says the Tana, V'noichal shom min azvochim min apsochim asher yagi adomam, only when the dam reaches the destination of Kir Mizbachacho, which is the Kira Tachtoin, only then will it be lirotzoin. Only then do you have a kapora. And otherwise, you won't have a kapora. That's a riot to the shitter of the Ersameach, the Avi Ezri, and the Oila Shloima, who all take on that even though Zrika Shleibim Koima is normally Kim Koimoi, but by Korban Pesach, it's going to be Posel. Whereas the Chaznish brings a Raya from Al Gemara that, on the contrary, even though normally by other Korbanos, Zrika Shleibim Koima is only Matter the Kapora, not the Achila, Korban Pesach is an exception, and here the din will be, it'll be Matter the Kapora, and to enable to be Matter the Kapora, it's going to be Matter the Achila as well. The third Mahalach to answer the steer of Tosfos Daf Nun Testament base and our Tosfos is the Briskerov. This is brought down in the Minchas Avraham later on Daf Pei Dalad Omad Aleph, who suggests to answer the steer as follows, that what Tosfos says on Daf Nun Testament base, that you can only be do the Aktorah on the Ritzbah when the Mizbeach is Sholem, that's only if you're the Maskon of our Gemara over here, which says that the Ritzbah was only Kodosh for the Aktorah of Amorin. Since the Ritzbah is only Kodesh for Haktorah of Emrin, that means that the Ritzbah itself doesn't have a real din of Mizbeach, Vaharaya, you can't do Zrika. If so, then the Ritzbah can only become Kodesh when you have the real Mizbeach around as well. And that's why Tosfos says, only when the Mizbeach itself is Sholem, then will they Mekadosh the Ritzbah to go and do Haktorah. That's because the Ritzbah itself doesn't have a far to get din of Mizbeach, and therefore you need to have the Mizbeach itself to enable you to do the Aktor on the Mizbeach. But that's only if you're the Maskon of our Sugya. But if you're the Hava Mina, where we thought that the Ritzbah became Kodosh, even as far as Rikas Domim, In other words, the Ritzbah had its own din of Mizbeach, both for Akdara and for Zrika, in which case, as the Briskrov, the Ritzbah is a Mizbeach on its own, independent to the Mizbeach itself. And therefore, surely in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Ritzbah would become Kodesh even when the Mizbeach is not Shalim. And that's why Tosfos asks, Lefi the Havamin of the Gemara, where the Ritzbah itself had the din of Mizbeach both for Zrika and for Akdara, in which case, we no longer need the Mizbeach to be Shalim. If so, Tosfos asks, where's the Nafkamina of Keren, Rivua and Yisoid? But of course, the Vida Maskon of the Gemara, that the Ritzbah was only come Kaddish for Akhtar, not for Zrika, and then it's correct what Tosfos says on the Testament base, then the Ritzbah is only Mekaddish when Mizbeach is Shalim, then of course there's a Nafkamina of Keren, Rivua and Yisoid, because you could only do Akhtar on the Ritzbah when the Mizbeach itself was Kosher and had all the Tanoim. So just to sum up the three Mahalchim to answer the steer of Tosfos. According to the Mitzvah Eson Rav Blaz and Moshe, then there's really two shittas. The shitta of Tosfos Daf and Testament Base is that even though they were Mekadosh the Ritzbah, but the Ritzbah is really only an extension of the Mizbeach itself, and therefore only when the Mizbeach itself is Shalim, then can you be Mekadosh in the Ritzbah. And of course, if so, the din of Keren, Ribuan Yisoid will be relevant as far as the Mizbeach itself. Whereas Tosfos over here on Daf Samach, he holds that the Kedusha of the Ritzbah was independent to the Mizbeach. And so long as the Ritzbah was Kaddosh, then it was unnecessary at all to have the Shleimus in the Mizbeach. According to the Eilat Shleim and the Chazon Ish, then of course the din is you always have to Mizbeach is Shalim. Because the Kedusha of the Ritzbah is only a Hemshech to the Kedusha of the Mizbeach. And Tosfos' Kasha over here was that even when you have the Mizbeach is Shalim, still you shouldn't be able to be Makter on the Ritzbah because the din is you must have Zrika b'Mekoymoi. And Zrika b'Mekoymoi requires that the Zrika should be either on the Keren, or Keneged HaYisoid, and those two dinim, you can't be Mekayim on the Ritzbah. According to the Briskarov, then Tosfos on the Testament base, which Taka says that the Kedusha of the Ritzbah was only when the Mizbeach is Shalem, is that's the Lefidah Maskana, because since the Lefidah Maskana, the Ritzbah isn't Kodesh for Domim, so the Ritzbah itself doesn't have a complete Kedusha as Mizbeach, since it's only Kosher for Akhtara. If so, then of course the svar is they can only use the Ritzbah as an extension to the Mizbeach, and only when the real Mizbeach is there, and Shalem, then can you use the Ritzbah. Whereas Tosfos over here was going to feed the Havamina. In the Havamina that the Ritzbah was Kodeshim and the Domim, if so, the Ritzbah has a Fartikat in Mizbeach, both for Akhtarah and for Domim. And that's when Tosfos understood that the Ritzbah itself is Kodesh, and you wouldn't need the Mizbeach to be Shalim, and therefore Tosfos had difficulty. If so, then there's never relevant the din of Keren, Rivua, and Yisoid. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Omer Abalaza, Mizbeach Shenifgam, Ein Oichlim Beginoi Shiyari Mincha. Once there's a Pekam Mizbeach, not only is the Me'akev the Avoid of the Korbanos, but there's a new halacha that you can't even do the Achila of Mincha, and as the Gemara continues and says, this halacha applies both to Kochim Kochim and to Kochim Kalim. And we learn this from the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Ve'ichlua Eitzlam Mizbeach. We mentioned in yesterday's daf that the Rashbon Menachos Daf Hemud Beis brings this Gemara's Araya, that since we find that even the Achila of Menachos, you need the Mizbeach, then surely the Avoid as well. And with this, he argues on the shit of Tosfos, who says that Mizbeach Shenekar Maktirin Mimkoimoi. Tosfos says on the previous staff and over here that you can go along and be Maktir the Mincha, Mokim HaMizbeach, and even Mizbeach is Nifgam, you can still be Maktir the Mincha. Says the Rashba, if already the Achil of the Mincha requires the Mizbeach, then Kal Bachoyma the Avoid of the Mincha. And that's why he understands that even though Mizbeach Shenech and Maktirim and Koimoi, that's only the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, which is the Mizbeach of Domim, you always need the Mizbeach itself. And the Likutei Halachos was Medayek from Rashi early on in the Testament Aleph, that he also goes with this Shitta. Now the Pashtus is, this din, that there's an Issa to go and eat Menachos when there's a Pagam in the Mizbeach, is Exeris HaKosub, even though the Achila itself doesn't in any way require the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, it's a gzeres hakosov that you cannot eat when there's a pagam in the Mizbeach. The Briskrov was masved this in a different way, and he explained that since the halacha is that kochi kochim can only be eaten in the Azara, therefore, once there's a pagam in the Mizbeach, there's a chisaron in the kedusha of Azara, and therefore you can no longer eat kochi kochim there. And with this, the Briskrov answers Tosfos' kasha. Tosis over here asks that when the Gemara says kochim kalim yinayin, where do we know that kochim kalim as well? That when the Zbeach shenifgam, you cannot eat, asks Tosis, why don't we learn this out from the Hekesha of Azos HaTorah? Just like all the other halachas which we learn out from all the Karbonos, the Gemara always says that we have a Hekesh of Azos HaTorah, which teaches us that all the halachas apply to all the Karbonos alike, both kochim kochim and kochim kalim. So over here as well, since there's a din over here that you can only eat kochim kochim when the Mizbeach is shalem, let's learn out from the Hekesh of Azos HaTorah that the same din would apply to kochim kalim. Says the Briskerov, that's only if you understand that's Xeris HaKosuv, that the Achilas Kochim require the Mizbeach to be Shalim. Then he can ask, just like this din applies to Kochim Kochim, let's learn out from the Hekesh that Hu Adin Kochim Kalim. But says the Briskerov, now that the Geder is that to be considered the Mokoim Azora, you have to have the Mizbeach Shalim, and when there's a Pagam in the Mizbeach, then this creates a chesaron in the Kedush of the Azara, then obviously this only applies to Kochi Kochim, because only Kochi Kochim is the din that are necholim b'chol mokoim b'azara, whereas Kochim Kalim, with their mechitzus for achila is b'cholohir, they can be eaten in the entire Yerushalayim, therefore there's no way why the Mizbeach should make a Pagam in Yerushalayim, and that's why the Gemara says, Kochim Kalim inayin, and over here the Hekesh of Zois HaTorah won't help you, because since the mokoim achila of Kochim Kalim doesn't require the Azara, therefore they shouldn't be affected by the Pagam in the Mizbeach. So according to Briskerov, the Nachoyim, when the Gemara says, Kochim Kochim inayin, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Koch Kochim hi, that means that this is a Hezber, that the reason why you have to eat the Mincha next to the Mizbeach, which the Gemara explains means Beginoi when the Mizbeach is Shalim, is because it's Kochim Kochim. And since Kochim Kochim required the Azara, we learn from this Pasuk that when there's a Pagam in the Mizbeach, there's a Chisaron in the Kedusha of the Azara. The Loshon Rashi is a Bissel Mashma, that when the Gemara says Kochim Kochim, we're actually learning a Gzeira Shava. That means it's not a din which applies to all Kochim Kochim alike. We're Makish, we've got Gzeira Shava that tells us that the din of Kochim Kochim is the same as Mincha. This is a Bissel Mashma, not like the Biskrov, it's just a Gzeira Sakosov, and therefore you make a Gzeira Shava to learn out that this din of Mincha applies to other Kochim Kochim too. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis and brings a Braisa, where Rabbi Shmuel discusses what's the Aloch of Ma'is Sheini Bizman Hazeh. Le'achar Churban HaBayis, are you allowed to go and take the Ma'is Sheini to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim? And Rabbi Shmuel says we learn a Hekesh from Ma'is from Bechor. Just like Bechor's tone, Havas Mokoim, and is only eaten Bifnei HaBayis, whereas Le'achar Churban may not be eaten, so too Ma'is Sheini as well can only eat in Bifnei HaBayis and not Le'achar Churban. Now the Gemara asks, what do we hold? If we hold Kedusha Rishonah, Kitchal Shaito, and Kitchal Oset Lovoi, in which case, even the Achar Churban HaBayis, there's still Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara Megillah says, according to this shit, the Makriven, Afal Pishayim Bayis. If so, even Bechor Bezman Hazeh, one should be able to be Makriv and eat the Basa. And if we hold Loi Kitchal Oset Lovoi, and there's no Kedusha Beis HaMikdash nowadays, says the Gemara, Afilu Bechor Nami Tiboya. Why is our Shaila only a Maisa? We should be clearing the same Shaila on Bechor too. And as Rashi explains, just like as far as Maisa, our Shaila is, that even though there's no Kedusha, but maybe it's still considered Lifnei Hashem, and that's why you can eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim even after the Churban, so too the same Shaila would be relevant by Bechor if you did the Shechita and Zrika whilst the Bais was still Kayom. And now, la'achar churban habayis, you want to eat the besar of the bechor, then it's the same shaila. Maybe you should be able to eat the besar bechor, because Yerushalayim, even after the churban, is called lifnei Hashem. And therefore, says the Gemara is asking, why is bechor more poshut than its osa, than ma'aseh sheni? To which the Gemara answers, that the reason why bechor is more poshut than its osa, is because we have a hekesh. We make a hekesh between the besar of Bechor and dam of Bechor. And just like the dam of Bechor, le'achad ha-churban, there's no possibility of doing zrika. So to besar of Bechor, le'achad ha-churban is osur ba'achila. And from here we learn that hu adin, ma'is sheni as well, we're now makish from Bechor to ma'is sheni, that ma'is sheni is also only nechal bifnei habayis. Now the Rishonim have a machlokes over here. A machlokes in the gears of the Gemara, whether this teret to the Gemara is going according to the shita that holds that Kedusha Rishonah was kichal aset lavoi, or only if loy kichal aset lavoi. Rashi's girsa is that the Teretz of the Gemara is going la'olam to loy kitcha lased lavoy. That we're going now according to the Shitta that la'achav the churban there's no longer kedushas Yerushalayim beis hamikdash, and nevertheless, had it not been for the hekesh that were makish the basar of bechor to the dam of bechor, then we would be matir to eat the basar of bechor in Yerushalayim even after the churban, because this would still be considered lifnei Hashem. Tosfos over here is marach to ask many kashas on this girsa. And he asks, according to this girsa, that with Teretz the Gemara is going that loikit shalosad lavoi, why would Ravin have to say something which argues with the entire shas, where throughout shas we always say the din is Yerushalayim ein achare oheta, that after Yerushalayim, even after the churban of Beis HaMikdash, one isn't allowed to be makrid b'bomo anywhere else. And Tosfos is asking that once you go and tell me that loikit shalosad lavoi, and the Kedush of Yerushalayim is now no longer, then normally we take on that the din is that now automatically you can go back and be makriv anywhere in the Bamos, like it was with Zman Noiva Givoin, where there was no Kedush of Yerushalayim, and it was Zman Heta Bamos. So why is Ravina saying the Teretz, which argues with the Stam of Shas, and the Mishnah, in the beginning of the last Perek, also seems to take on that Yerushalayim ein achare oheta? Later on in Tosfos, Tosfos brings a shit of Rabbeinu Chaim, where Rabbeinu Chaim says that even if we say, like this girsa, that loy kitcha lased lavoi, still the din is that we hold that ein acharei aheta. And this is the shit of the Ravid, because the Ravid in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Halach Yudalad, paskens very clearly that the Kedusha Rishoyna was loy kitcha lased lavoi. And nevertheless, when the Raman brings down the Halacha, that Yerushalayim ein acharei aheta, that there's no heta habomois after the Churban HaBayis, the Ravid is Shoysek. So clearly he agrees to the Rambam on this din. So that's like this shit of Rabbeinu Chaim, that even if you hold loy kitcha lased lavoi, and if there's really no kedusha bisman hazeh, still the halach is, it's also to be makrid babamo. The pshat in this shit is, even though lechayra, once there's no longer kedusha, why should it be also to be makriv in the bama? And why is it any different than this man of Noiva Givoin, where there they were allowed to be mat, there was mutter to be makriv in the bama? So the Briskara brought down in Stenslach, the beginning of the last Perek in Paras Chatos, he brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta says in Parashas Boy that Koidem Shenivchara Yerushalayim, before Yerushalayim was chosen by Dovda Melech, Kol Eretz Yisrael Koshele Mizbeach. Then the entire Eretz Yisrael was mutter to be makriv. The Achar Shenivchara, once Yerushalayim was chosen, then it's also to be makriv in the entire Eretz Yisrael. So from here the Biskrov learns that besides the discussion of where exactly is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, there's another din, the din of Bechira. And therefore, even if we hold that Kedusha Rishonah was Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Asad L'Avoi, and now Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, is no longer a Mokoim, which is Kashif HaKrova, but still, as far as the din of Bechira is concerned, Yerushalayim still remains the Mokoim HaNivchar. And therefore, it's still forbidden to go along after the Bechira Yerushalayim and to Makrib anywhere else. Tosfos then continues, and he asks on Rashi, that how does Shaykh go and say that if you hold loy kitcha lased lavoi, there's still a possibility to be able to go and eat the basar of kochim kalim in Yerushalayim, because this is considered lifnei Hashem, but surely after the churban beis hamikdash, then it's now bottle of mechitzas. And if it's bottle of mechitzas, then the basar ought to become instantly posel b'yotzei. And how is it that Rashi seems to learn that there'd still be a heter achila lifnei Hashem, but surely it's become posel? And Tosfos continues and adds that you don't go and tell me, says Tosfos, that maybe even though the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, that maybe the Choymois Yerushalayim are still around. In which case, since Kochim Kalim are Nechal in Yerushalayim, therefore it can still be eaten after the Chorm Beis HaMikdash, says Tosfos, no, that can't be. Because surely the whole Kedush of Yerushalayim is only Kadosh because of the Beis HaMikdash, and when there's no longer Beis HaMikdash, even if the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim is still Kayom, there's no longer Kedushas Yerushalayim. So surely, The teretz to this kashan Rashi is that Rashi is going to argue and Rashi is going to say that the kedusha of Yerushalayim is independent to the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and even after the churban Beis Hamikdash, kedusha of Yerushalayim still remains, and therefore the kochim kalim and the ma'is v'sheni won't become posel b'yotze. Why? Because even though the Beis Hamikdash has become charev and kedusha's Beis Hamikdash is like kitchal osad lavoi, but so long as the machitzas Yerushalayim is still kaim, that still holds within it the kedusha of Yerushalayim, and therefore, if this would be considered lifnei Hashem, you could go ahead and eat the kochim kalim and ma'aser. Tosfos himself argues with the Geus of Rashi, and he's going in the Gemara la'olam de kitcha, that we're going now according to the shita that it is kitcha lasad lavoi. And nevertheless, the reason why the dam of bechor you can't be makriv, even though the Gemara says makriv enough b'she'im bayis, is because there's a lack of mizbeach. And the Gemara says makriv enough b'she'im bayis is only when they would go ahead and build a mizbeach. But so long as there's no mizbeach around, then mizbeach is ma'akiv. And that's why you can't do the zrik of the dam. And from here we learn that since you can't do the dam, therefore who had in the basar is also ba'achila. So now, if the Gemara says that we learn ma'aser sheni from the basar of bechor, then it should come out that just like we're saying now that the bechor needs to have the mizbeach, and if we be nifkama mizbeach, since you can't do the zrika of dam, you can't do the achila basar bechor, then it should come out that ma'aser sheni as well, the minute's going to be nifkama mizbeach, then it should be also b'achila ma'aser sheni. And that's a big chiddush, because the pashas of the braisa is mashma that ma'aser sheni only needs the bayis, but no one ever said that you have to have the mizbeach. And Rebbe was medayek the loshna of Rashi here. Rashi in Dibra Maschot the Iskish says that you cannot eat the bechor and ma'aser after, and the Rashi, the loshna which Rashi uses, achash and neheras hamizbeach, after the mizbeach was destroyed. Now Rebbe's medayek, why did Rashi have to use the loshna of the mizbeach being destroyed? Normally Rashi would have chosen nifkan hamizbeach. Says Rebbe, from here we learn that even though we make a hekesh ma'aser from bechor, but nevertheless they don't have quite the same dinim, because even though bechor itself, which is kodshim, is takotolim mizbeach, and therefore the minute's going to be nifgama mizbeach, then it's also ba'achilas besar bechor. But ma'aser, which is tolim bayis, there, when it's just nifgama mizbeach, you can still continue eating ma'aser sheni. And therefore Rashi chose such a loshen of neras hamizbeach, which is the mizbeach has been destroyed. In other words, there's a lack of bayis over here. And only in such a case will the din be that ma'aser sheni will be also ba'achila. And so too is medayek from the Rambam as well. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, paskens that ma'aser sheni is only also ba'achila when it's shaloi b'fnei abayis. Whereas if it would only be nifkam ha-mizbeach, then it's still muta ba'achila. Now the Rambam, in Perek Vov, from Hilchos Beis Abchira, halacha yudalet, the Rambam paskens that kedusha rishoyno, kitcha l'shaito, and kitcha l'osid lavoi, and therefore, like the Rambam continues and says, you could be makriv, even bizman azem, there's no bias. The Kesef Mishnah over there asks, if the Rambam paskens kitcha l'osid lavoi, why does the Mishnah say in Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, that bizman, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and the peiros of Ma'aser Sheni should be yirokev, since they can't be eaten, you just have to let them go moldy, asks the Kesef Mishnah. But the Rambam paskens that Kedusha Rishoyno is Kitcha L'Shaita and Osed Lavoi, so even Bizman HaZeh should be Mutu B'Achila. And the Rambam paskens this halacha. And because of this kasha, the Tosfos Yom Tov in Perek Ches of Maseches Idiyos Mishnah Vav says that you have to say that this Din Yirokiv is really only Midrabanon, because Minat Torah, since Kitcha L'Osed Lavoi, you could take a go ahead and eat them. Nowadays, Birushalayim, it's only Midrabanon. The Keren Oira now Sugya, and the Mishnah Melech over there on the Rambam, in Beis Abchira, they're matmi on the Kesef Mishnah. Because in our Gemara, according to the way Tosfos is Geiris, it comes out clearly that even though we paskan Kitcha L'Osed Lavoi, nevertheless, we learn out Ma'aser Sheni from Bechor, that just like Bsar Bechor is also in Shlei B'fnei Abayis, so too Ma'aser Sheni, even if we hold Kitcha L'Osed Lavoi, is still Osed Ba'achila. And therefore, that's why the Rambam paskens kitcha l'osed lavoi, and nevertheless, on the other hand, peiros of ma'aser sheni is osed ba'achila minat Torah, and therefore, yirokev. Halacha l'maisa, as we said, the Ravid holds, lo kitcha l'osed lavoi, But the Rambam over there paskins that Kitchel Asad Lavoi. But the Rambam says it's only Kitchel Asad Lavoi as far as the din of Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh and Yerushalayim. But as far as all the other dinim of Mitzvahs HaTluis Ba'aretz, Trumas HaMaisrus and Shvis, there the Rambam says the Kedusha as far as Kedushas HaOretz was Lo Kitchel Asad Lavoi. And the Rambam explains the difference is because Kedushas HaOretz, as far as the Mitzvahs HaTluis Ba'aretz, that's all about the din of Kibush. The din of Kibush, when Klal Yisrael have conquered and living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore after the Churban, where there's no longer Kibush, then the Kedusha is bottle. Whereas the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdosh is all about the Kedusha's Ashchina. And says the Rambam, Shchina ain't of a tailor. And therefore the Kedusha's Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdosh remains Lased Lavoi. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet, in Sifkot Nechach Beis, asks an interesting shaila. He says, that we see in the Perek Aleph of Maseches Kelim, when the Mishnah lists out all the Esek Kedusha, is that we find that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is far more chamur than the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And if so, he asks, even if we're going to go and say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is bottle, and that's why there's no din of Trumas and Maestros, but if the Rambam holds that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not bottle, then surely we should say that the Peros, which were to grow in Yerushalayim, those should be chayev trumas u'maisrus, because since the kedusha of Yerushalayim wasn't bottled, and the kedusha of Yerushalayim is greater than the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so if the kedusha of Yerushalayim wasn't bottled, so we're left inside Yerushalayim, we have all the kedusha, so all the peiros growing in Eretz Yisrael should be chayev trumas u'maisrus min haTorah, and that's a pele. The Chazon Ish in Shvi'is Simon Gimel Sifkot Yudalad answers the shaila, and he says the kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael are really two different Kedushas. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is a Kedusha which is Mekadosh the Oretz. The Peiros Hatluy, the Mitzvahs Hatluyis Ba'oretz become Kedush because the Oretz has had Kedusha. And that's why all the Peiros which grow in this Oretz are Chayv and Trumas and Maisrois. Whereas the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, despite its more chomer than the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but is only Mekadosh the Toich HaMechitzois. Mekadosh the Avir, and within the Mechitzos, that this Mokoyim is Kodesh for Achil of Kochim Kalim and Maise Sheini, but it doesn't at all Mekadosh the Oretz, and therefore even the Peros going in Yerushalayim, even though the Kedushas Yerushalayim is La'osed Lavoi, still will not have Kedusha Olegabba, the Mitzvahs HaTluis Ba'oretz, Mechuyiv and Trumas U'Maisrus. According to the Shit of the Rambam, that holds that Kedushas Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdosh is Kitcha La'osed Lavoi, Reb Chaim in Stenzlach wants to answer the Shittas HaRambam with regards to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam Perek Zayin Tamidin Musaf in Halacha Chof Dalet paskins that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, even bizman hazeh, is midoraisa. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Gemara Menachos of Samach Vav, where there the Amiroim have a machloikus whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count only the Yomim or the Yomim and the Shavuos, and Ameima says Mitzvah lemimni yoyme v'loy shvua, and he explains the reason being because it's only a zeichel achurban. The Pashsa Gemara's mashma over there that everybody agrees to Hameima that it's a zeichel achurban. The Machloek says only in such a situation where it's only midrabbanon, where rabbanon machayev you to count the days and the weeks, or only the days. Either way, it's mefurish in the Gemara that the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ime is only midrabbanon. How is it that the Rambam paskins that's min haTorah? Says Reb Chaim, that's poshut bizman shebeis hamikdash haya kayom. The mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer doesn't need to have that you have to actually be makriv the Oimer. Lemoshel, if 1 year there was an oinus and they didn't manage to be makriv the Oimer, then surely the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer is still min haTorah. Just the chiluk is that if the mitzvah of hakrovas Oimer is bottle, since there's no mitzvah of akrovas Oimer, then there's no mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer. But so long as there's a chiyuv of akrovas Oimer, even if they weren't actually makriv befoyal, there'll still be a mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, even though Ameima says that it's only Zeichel Churban, that's because he passes like the shitta that holds that loy kitcha lost lavoy. In which case, la'acha the Churban abayis, there's no chiyuv at all of hakrovas minchas Oimer, and therefore, neither will there be the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer. Whereas the Rambam that paskins that Kedusha Rishonah Kitchel Shaitan Kitchel Osed Lavoi, and that's why Makrivin Afal Pishem Bayis. So it comes out that now Bizman Hazeh we have a Chiyuv of Akravas Oimer. We may not be able to be Mekayim this Chiyuv because we have an Oinus, we don't have a Mizbeach, but the Chiyuv there is, And since this is a chiyuv of akrava soimer, that's why the mitzvah of sfira soimer holds the Rambam, even b'zman hazeh, is min ha-Torah. The Gemara in Sukkot daf mem aleph amud aleph discusses that what we know, that mincha soimer is matir chadosh. And the Gemara says that min ha-Torah, b'zman shebeis hamikdosh kayom, then only after the makir of the korban oimer does chadosh become mutar. Whereas b'zman hazeh, but we have no mincha soimer, then the din is that heir ha-mizroch, immediately from the morning of the 16th of Nisan, since there's no oimer to be makriv, then you become mutter immediately. Tosef there says that this din applies even according to the shita that holds kitchal shaita and kitchal osid lavoi, and therefore even though that bizman hazeh really there is kedushas habayis to be makriv the oimer, nevertheless the din is that heir hamizroch is matir. And why? Says Tosef, because even if we would want to be makriv, since we don't have a mizbeach, we can't be makriv. And Tosis brings our Gemara that we learn that mizbeach shenifgam is ma'akiv, the akrova of all the krabonis. The Mikdash David in Simon Aleph's if cotton base asks that since Tosis in our sugi is mavua that he holds that mizbeach shenekar maktir bimkoimoi, and Tosis says for the haktorah of menachos you can be maktir even without a mizbeach. If so, why tak is the halacha bizman hazeh heir hamizroch is matir? Since kitchal osed lavoi, and also you don't need a mizbeach, so you could really be makriv the mincha bizman hazeh. And if so, it should only become muta chadosh after the akrova. Why do we say that we apply the din of heir hamizroch is matir? And the Mikdash David answers that even though meikra din b'di'evet, you could be makriv the oimer today, but since the din is that minchas ha'oimer requires hagosha, before they did the akrova, they did hagosha to the keren ha-mizbeach, and for that you need the mizbeach itself. And even though, says the Mikdash David, this din isn't the akav, that's only b'di'evet it's not makav, but since l'chatchila, the correct way to do the akrova sa'oimer is by first doing hagosha, and we can't do it that way, that's why nowadays, since we can't do the akrova l'chatchila, we still apply the din of heir ha-mizrach is matir.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.